Welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast. This is your host, Crystal Holmes. And today I bring you episode 29. We are doing a recap of sugar. And we're going to talk about sugar substitutes. Yes. I decided to do this quick episode based off of the response that I got from episode 28. If you listen to episode 28, I discussed how sugar and vegetable oils can lead to inflammation and can cause some serious disease. But I wanted to follow that up with this short episode on sugar because of the response that I got from episode 28 and some questions about, well, what about some, you know, sugar substitutes, artificial sweeteners? That's what I want to talk to you guys about today. But before I jump into today's topic, I just wanted to just say thank you, everyone, for your support that you have given this podcast over the last almost 2 years. I sincerely appreciate it. And because I appreciate you guys so much and all that you have done, all the shares, all of the ratings and reviews, I have created a fabulous little free smoothie recipe book. And all you have to do is sign up for my email list to get your free copy. I will link the link down below in the show comments for this show. So all you have to do is click that link, sign up for emails, and then you can download your free copy of the smoothie recipe book. I've got 25 different recipes, so I'm certain there's something in there that you will enjoy. Without further ado, Go Hard Chicks, let's jump into this recap of sugar and sugar substitutes. I recently read a quote. Actually, when I was recording episode 28, or around the time I was recording episode 28, I follow a lot of health and wellness doctors and different things. And one of them posted, and I'm going to just read it to you verbatim. He said, "Everything in moderation is good advice if your goal is moderately good health." Now, when I first read this, I was taken aback because I know I have said everything in moderation. I have told my wellness clients that. I've told myself that at times. I've told friends, families. I mean, we've all probably said that, right? So at first I was resistant, right? Then I saw this quote again by a different doctor. And it really started to make me think, is everything in moderation the best advice? If we really want to be living in the best health that we can have, is moderation really the way to that? So I've been rethinking this whole thing about everything in moderation. And I think I'm going to change my focus and maybe get a lot tighter on some things. So with that said, I just wanted you guys to think about that, especially as we discuss this issue of sugar. Now, jumping in the sugar, just a quick recap. We got to keep in mind that we are not only ingesting sugary candy, desserts, sodas, cookies, and the like, but we also consume carbohydrates that are also converted into sugar by the body. So that bread, the pasta, the waffles, the rolls, those are converted into sugar. So as I mentioned in episode 28, excess sugar is toxic to the body. Excess sugar is removed from the body by insulin. Now, insulin's not a bad thing. The more sugar we eat, the more our body makes insulin. And insulin in large amounts is harmful to the body. The excess sugar in the body is then convert it into fat. So if you see someone who's overweight, they likely have excess sugar and insulin in their body. High insulin can lead to heart problems, including clotting, strokes, high blood pressure. It can lead to brain problems, including ADD, brain fog, moodiness, depression, anxiety. It can affect your ability to think, your memory, and your focus. It can affect your hormones, ladies. It can cause acne. It can cause joint pain. It can cause you to have extreme fatigue and tiredness. So sometimes we got to really, if we're experiencing some of these symptoms, we need to take a step back and look at our diets. What are we consuming? And a lot of times we don't do that. You know, a lot of times we run to the doctor and say, what's wrong? What's wrong? Something's going on. But we're not taking a close look at what we are consuming. Sugar has become public enemy number one in the world of nutrition, leading many of us to say, okay, I won't eat the sugar per se, but let me get an artificial sweetener. Now, while cutting back on excess sugar is a worthwhile goal, artificial sweeteners may not be a better alternative. The truth is, artificial sweeteners have dangers lurking beneath the surface. So let's talk about why artificial sweeteners are not the best alternative. Artificial sweeteners are tempting because they don't contain any calories. Like, I've got a friend who drinks Cokes, Diet Cokes, I should say, every day, more than one. And he says, well, it's okay because it's zero calories, right? But you got to understand, that's dangerous. Those artificial sugars are dangerous because they provide such a powerful sweetness that it causes you to crave more. They just continue, the more we consume them, they almost, and science is showing that they kind of retrain our taste buds to want more and more of the sweetness. And as a result, what do? We end up eating and drinking way more sugary substances because we're addicted. We're addicted. And that addiction leads to gaining weight. There are a lot of artificial sweeteners on the market, and they can be found in all kinds of things. Like I mentioned, diet drinks and soda. Many of them are added to healthier food options like yogurt, breakfast cereal, and even vitamins, for God's sake. The worst culprits include aspartame, and now that's found in Equal and NutraSweet, sucralose, which is found in Splenda, and saccharin, which is found in Sweet and Low. If you cut out some of these artificial sweeteners, or all of them, because we're not doing everything in moderation anymore, all right? Cut them out. You will likely see many health improvements. So how can artificial sweeteners adversely affect your health? Go hard, chicks. The studies show that sugar substitutes can potentially increase your risk for weight gain, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. Artificial sweeteners rewire your brain chemistry and your metabolism. You're probably asking, how could aspartame and other fake sweeteners make me gain weight, even though they're calorie-free? That's because, like I mentioned before, they stimulate your taste buds. They trick them into thinking you're eating real sugar. And artificial sweeteners can be 1,000 times sweeter than real sugar. So your body becomes confused, and it revs up the production of insulin, your fat storage hormone. So these artificial sweeteners, Go Hard Chicks, are highly addictive. They're highly addictive. So we got to cut them out of our diet. Because if you continue to consume them, it's going to slow down your metabolism. And you become hungry more quickly. And you're going to be prone to eat way more food, especially carbs. And that's going to increase weight. That's going to increase your weight. we got to stay away from them. Not only are we staying away from sugar, we're staying away from these artificial sweeteners too. So there are better options. There are better options out there. You might not be open and receptive to these today, but it's time to start getting your mind right. We're going into 2022. There are some natural sweeteners and flavors that can enhance your food without the need of the artificial additives. There's raw honey. There's stevia, vanilla, and cinnamon are excellent choices. But you got to get creative with your foods and your recipes, right? And you got to try to retrain your taste buds if you are sugar addicted. And like I mentioned in episode 28, many of us are. It's a process, go hard chicks. It's not going to be everything in moderation. Okay? I'm not taking that into 2022. We're going to have to make some radical, drastic changes in this journey. And it's going to be hard. But I did not want to end episode 28 with you thinking that, okay, I'll cut out the sugar and just get some sweet and low, because that's not going to solve the issue either. Go Hard Chicks, I hope this was a helpful, quick episode. Hit me up with any questions, concerns. Get your copy of the free smoothie ebook. And let me know what topics you want to hear about. Thank you for listening, Go Hard Chicks. Take care.